I'm going to play you an ad. It's one of your ads, Mr. Albanese. We do have to play it in full because on the radio it's got to have that little disclaimer at the end. So just have a listen to this if you will.
Sure.
Going to Hawaii when half of Australia was burning was a mistake.
I don't hold a hose, mate.
Not making sure we had enough vaccines and rapid tests was a mistake.
It's not a race. It's not a competition.
No one gets it right all the time, but Morrison makes too many mistakes. Next time something goes wrong, do you trust him to make it right?
That's not my job.
That's not my job.
It's not my job to do that.
Authorised by PM and Australian Labor Party, Canberra.
Now, Mr. Albanese, I think it's fair
was
to
that
say
a free
that the
ad we just got. Well, I think it will be wrapped.
I think it's fair to say that the "it's not my job" line from the Prime Minister you have dined out on, but I think it's reasonable to ask you in return: do you believe it's the job of a Prime Minister to get frustrated with state premiers? Is it the job of a Prime Minister to tell Australians how to spend their money? And is it the job of an Australian Prime Minister to get frightened by big issues like the pandemic? Are they reasonable questions I could ask you this morning?
Look, it's the job of the Prime Minister to deal with the challenges that Australia faces and not to constantly just blame someone else. What we saw again on Saturday was the Prime Minister saying, oh, well, the health department gave us the wrong advice. It was the health department got it wrong. We were saying, we were crying out. The rest of the world was out there doing deals to get the vaccines, doing deals. Pfizer approached the government. Remember that? Pfizer approached the government and were basically told, you know, well, it's not a race, was the view. And because of that, we fell behind the rest of the world. And because of that, the health outcomes were worse. And importantly, the economic outcomes were worse as well.
Yeah. But there is a reason I ask, because it is fair to say context matters. And we heard that ad. We heard it in its entirety and very clearly, it's not my job. It's not my job. It's not my job runs three times. Now, if we look at where
it's... many more times than that.
If we look at where it's come from, though, Mr. Albanese, here's the first instance when he was asked if he gets frustrated with premiers.
Why haven't you personally lost patience with Dan Andrews?
Because that's not my job. My job is to keep focused on the challenge that I have to protect Australians every single day.
The next time was when the Prime Minister was asked whether he should be telling Australians how to spend their money.
It's their money. It's their choice. I'm not going to go around telling Australians how to spend their own money. That's not my job.
And the third time he was asked, do you get frightened by big issues like the pandemic that we're in at the moment?
Are you frightened?
It's not my job to do that.
Are you
it's
overwhelmed?
My job to be not at all.
Now, we'd have to agree, wouldn't we, that those grabs have been used out of context in that ALP advertising material. Is that a fair comment, Mr. Albanese?
No. We're never confronted with challenges. Scott Morrison has consistently said that that's not my job. He has sought to blame premiers. He sought to defer responsibility over and over and over again. That the two phrases that he used over and again is that's not my job and it's not a race. And then he complains. He complains because that's his default when confronted with why hasn't something happened. His default response is always, that's not my job.
So you stand by the fairness and the integrity of that ad? Because
absolutely,
much of this election campaign has been about fairness and integrity.
Absolutely we do. He has said it consistently over and over and over again. Not just on those three occasions, on multiple occasions. And he consistently, when confronted, I'll give you another example. The Clive Palmer court case against Western Australians, where the Commonwealth joined with, basically on the side of Clive Palmer at costs to taxpayers. And when asked about that repeatedly in Parliament, he says, oh, well, that was, no, we withdrew it. That didn't happen. We didn't support the court case. Well, he did. He did. And it was only when there was public pressure did he withdraw. This is a Prime Minister who consistently refuses to take responsibility.